Hey, my sweets. I hope this finds you all doing well. I come to you today just lost. Have you ever lost yourself? Have you ever wondered what the heck is going on? That's where I find myself today. And what is so crazy about it is that this morning I intentionally found myself. I knew where I was, and then all of a sudden I've lost me again, and I'm really, you know, I wish I had the answer. I wish I had the perfect words. I wish I could come on here and say that I've sat and God has revealed to me, you know, what I'm doing wrong, what I'm not doing, because I always go there. I always go to, well, what haven't I done, or what did I do? And I do know that when I feel lost, it's because I'm not feeling His presence. And we know that He is always with us. He never leaves us, but we're the one that kind of walks away from that umbrella of His presence, that we take our eyes off of Him and put it on whatever. The past few weeks here in my life have been pretty chaotic and lots of changes. And, you know, change is fun, but it's also, you know, you have to learn how to get into a new groove with new things in your life. I started a new job, which I'm really, really excited about. I'm not going to say that, you know, it was, you know, God gave it to me just like that, because it's not really one of those things that you just know that you know that you know. As a fitness instructor, I've been blessed to be able to always teach in the bubble of other Christians, and to not have to be worried about sharing Jesus and what the person on the other end, how they're going to respond, because almost everyone that I work with either is a believer. They might not necessarily go to church, but they believe and they're very, you know, receptive to what I have to share. So my new job is in the secular, it's in a secular area, and so it's a whole new environment, and I think it's exactly the kind of thing to push me out of my comfort zone and to take, you know, the fitness and the gospel to a whole new area, but come up with new ways to share it. The hours of my new job are completely different. I have not clocked in to a job. I've worked all my life, but I've worked for myself. So clocking in and having to be somewhere and having days off and having to work all day is a whole new thing. But I'm loving it. I really am. I'm finally getting my schedule on track. I think next week will be the true test. So just having, excuse me, a lot of changes there, kind of through before loop, kind of took me looking into my own strength and my own power to figure out this or that. And honestly, you know, not asking God how to do this, how to do that. And when you start doing things in your own power, you realize how quickly you become weak and you become tired and you become distressed and even depressed, because in your own power, you're not very strong. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. So, you know, I got all that. I understand it, Lord. I know what I did. And then I have a situation in my family where we found out that my niece, who's also kind of like my daughter, is having a baby girl, and she's naming her after me, and there's some complications in the pregnancy. And it's been a very uncertain time. It's been very kind of like just caught us off guard, you know, knocked the wind out of us, didn't even give us a chance to, you know, what? So there's a lot of that going on. My life is just crazy. But whose isn't? I mean, I'm not here. Poor, pitiful Jane. It's not. Whose life is not crazy? And I come to you just like who finds themselves in a place of, I don't even know which direction to go. I don't even know what I'm doing. Or even this, I don't even feel like taking the time to sit and journal and talk to the Lord or read His Word or, pray. And so you get all of that being real. That's where I've been, and I'm still kind of in a I don't know. And there's a part of me here that, well, it's really Satan up in my head making me feel guilty and making me feel ashamed and making me feel like you don't believe, you don't have faith, you know. And then the Holy Spirit is coming right back at me, and I praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit. It's like, yeah, you believe, but you need a little bit of help with that, with your unbelief, Janie. And that's where I come in. And He's telling me, girl, there's nothing wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. No guilt, no shame. That's not coming from me. And He's right. And it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to not have the answers. And it's okay to be uncertain. I think where we have to find ourselves, where we have to fight, is to hang on tight to His truth and know that He's going to pull us through it. That's the battle. You know, it's not necessarily getting out and removing yourself from the pain and removing yourself from the struggle and getting all the answers and having the oh moment and finding yourself. It's not always about that. A lot of the learning and the molding and the strengthening that we get from the Lord is in the waiting. It's in the middle of the ugh, in the I don't know, in the just the blah. I mean, the words are not even coming to me. And as I said those things, I just felt this presence. I felt His presence so strongly in me. And I felt, you know, it's like I feel it in my spine, and it's almost like you're hitting the nail on the head, Janie. You're hitting the nail on the head. And that's probably why I came on here and wanted to speak, because I think I needed to speak through this. I needed to go through the things that the Lord has already shown me today, because I have been seeking Him today in a way that I haven't in the past 2 weeks, because I'm tired of being distressed, and I'm tired of being depressed, and I'm tired of the anxiety and the fear that comes with the unknown, and tired of not knowing where I'm at. So thank y'all for listening, and thank y'all for being my therapist today as I come on here and talk to you about all of this. But it comes back to the waiting, and that's what He's telling me. It comes back to the waiting. He's telling me to lift my eyes, and I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my favorite tree that I have looked at for the 26 years that I've lived in this house. And I've always had a time to look up at it and watching the top of the trees blow in the wind and the calming effect. And I'll catch myself swaying side to side as I watch the trees. Nothing changing with my circumstance as I'm doing this. No answers. There's no anything except I'm being still. I'm being present. I have my eyes focused on His creation. I'm worshiping him and praising him for how beautiful the trees are and how beautiful the blue sky is behind it and seeing the birds fly in and out. And that's all I have to do. That's all I have to do. So I have my Bible here. And Psalm 27, if you have time, is one of my favorite go-tos to read when I'm struggling. And I'll just read it out loud, and I never get through it without just falling in tears and at the feet of Jesus, because it just brings me back to him. And why I don't open up this word and look at this psalm every single time I find myself lost, I have no idea. Stubbornness, pride, I don't even know why, but he still loves me. And he's still chasing me. And he still is reminding me of the freedom that I have because of Christ. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I'm going to skip down to verse 8. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me. O God, my Father. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path. Then I go down to verse 13. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm going to repeat that. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And then verse 14. Wait for the Lord. There's that word. Wait. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. And there you go. That's all it takes, is to open his word. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. And also remember this, my sweets, that strength comes from the Lord. Don't try to do it in your own power. Be still. Rest. Wait for the Lord. Have a blessed day. You are enough. Bye.